Once there was a civilization, much like ours, but with a greater intelligence, greater powers, and a greater capacity for good.
Even though you've been raised as a human being, you are not one of them. For good. I have sent them you, my only son.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to The Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day, coming to you live on the Orion Talk Radio Network. We're live Saturday night, September 11th, 2010, 9 years past the horrific events of 9/11 in New York City, caused by directed energy weapons and the existence of Hurricane Erin parked off the east coast of New York City. Regardless of what I call the 9/11 controlled truth movement want you to believe. And I don't give a rat's hinder about what anybody thinks about what I think about 9/11. And I don't even think it's important to know who did it. I mean, this is one of the most rumor-milled things out there on 9/11. Who did it? Who did it? Though Dr. Judy Wood says that it doesn't matter who did it because anybody could have had this weaponry. And we're never going to know what little had it. What's more important to know is what happened. It was a demonstration of free energy, Tesla-based technology. Okay, well, I got one or two more things I want to read here before I bring Clay Douglas on. We'll bring him on after the first break here. I got this from Eric on my email list September 7th. He says, I just wanted to maybe let some of your radio listeners know, and new and old, know that may or may not be familiar with ancient texts that describes Planet X, the Destroyer, Comet of Doom, or the Doom Dragon. Oh, you know what, folks? I actually forgot to meet. I have a new little introductory statement I'm reading when my show opens. I totally forgot to read that tonight. I need to find it here because it's a nice little introductory I've come up with for my show. Well, like I said, you're listening to The Light of Day. This is show number 25. This program, folks, is devoted to exposing the inbound passage of the Red Comet of Doom, also known as Planet X, and has a myriad of other names, such as Wormwood, the Destroyer Star, Planet of the Crossing, etc. And this program is also devoted to the ruling power elite's preparations for this cosmic event, which is an ongoing, recurring, predictable event. If you're prepared, you won't be scared. And this Planet X, folks, is in most likelihood a T or L class series cold brown dwarf star. Back to the article I was reading from Eric on my email list. He says, I just wanted to maybe let some of your radio listeners, new and old, that may or may not be familiar with ancient texts that describes Planet X, the Destroyer, Comet of Doom, or the Doom Dragon. In the Celtic flood tale, it was told of this massive moon chariot or doom dragon. I read something that was awesome and frightening. In the Colburn Bible Origins, it says the doom dragon, and he has the destroyer in parentheses, which has come more than once and will come again, and the last music mankind will hear is the shrill, throbbing notes of the doom song. For those who do not understand this, it means when Planet X enters our atmosphere, that penetration which will evoke a loud warlike scream that will send fear into all the animals and mammals on this planet, and the whole world will be silent. This is the war cry before all hell is released. Also, folks, Nostradamus said in one of his quatrains, the great star for 7 days will burn, the cloud will make two suns appear, the great mastiff will be all night howling, when the great pontiff changes his land, second century quatrain 41. The two suns, folks, is our own sun and our companion sun. It has been stated in ancient texts that when Planet X acts like this comet across the sky, it has behind it, in the far corner, something larger and brighter accompanying it. Not always, but sometimes. As for the verse, the great mastiff will be all night howling. Well, maybe that is the cry of the destroyer all night long, just as a dog would howl. The pontiff is the pope when he changes land, maybe due to the downfall of the Roman Catholic Empire. Then this is when all will occur. Nostradamus is trying to inform us with things that we can all associate with in a crude but in a cryptic manner. Just putting some information out, I hope this might make people think a little. This is a hard subject to grasp and really understand and believe without scientists right there telling you. So start by looking back in time to our ancestors and find all the real data and make your own decisions about Planet X. And that's by Eric W. On my email list. So I appreciate that, Eric. And just so there's no confusion out there about where Planet X is coming into our system, folks, this was sent by Gilbert Erickson on Tuesday to Bill Alec. I just wanted to share this. There's nothing secretive about it. The coordinates, folks, they got these videos out saying, oh, yeah, we're seeing Planet X out there but in or near the Orion constellation. The fact of the matter, according to Gilbert Erickson, is that Wormwood, Gilbert calls Planet X Wormwood, but me and John DiNardo disagree with him on that. But anyway, Wormwood will be coming in inbound along Wright Ascension 18, and it'll be going, Wright Ascension 18, folks, is the June nighttime sky. And then when it is outbound, after it starts creating havoc with the sun and heads out, it'll be going along Wright Ascension 6, which is the December or January night sky. So there's a lot of noise in the internet, folks. You have to filter out the noise and look for the true signal, the good information, Gilbert Erickson. So, you know, I've had Gilbert on my show 3 times. He has stated that that's just disinformation, that Planet X is out by Orion right now. It's actually between Sagittarius and Scorpius along Wright Ascension 18. For any of you astronomer buffs out there that might want to look at it. I got an email here from my friend JD. I have no idea how this pertains to my show, but I'm just going to share it with you. He sent me a picture of a Humvee. It looks like a Humvee going down a freeway, and it says on the back, the Los Angeles Zoo has an African lion, and the White House has a lion African. Like, you know, you're lying about something. The White House has a lion African. So I don't know how that pertains to Planet X and Earth changes, but for some reason I think JD wanted me to share that with the audience, so take that for what it's worth. I don't find it very important, but, you know, it's funny. Sometimes people don't avalanche you with the tons of emails and links to read until you're actually doing your show, and that's what my friend JD did here tonight. He avalanches me with a load of links to check out. Okay, we'll be back after the breaks with our featured guest, Clay Douglas. Stay tuned, folks. We'll leave the TV and the radio behind. Don't you wonder what we'll find? Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day. Coming to you live on the Orion Talk Radio Network. We're live Saturday night, September 11th, 2010. Broadcasting live from the monsoon-stricken Sonora Desert in Tucson, Arizona. We have on the line now our featured special guest for tonight's show, Clayton Douglas, one of the most controversial radio talk show hosts of our time. He just interviewed John DiNardo a few days ago, and I really appreciate that. Clay is a former, I believe he's a former resident of New Mexico. He used to live in Bingham. He's published the Free America newsletter now for, I believe, 15 years. We'll have to clarify that maybe when we bring him on. But he doesn't want to get deep into it, but he used to be a close friend of Bill Cooper's. That's quite a positive thing to know. I don't really have much of a, I actually forgot to bring his bio up here before I brought him on, but we're going to start off by bringing him on, and he's going to tell us what he knows about Planet X, because from what I know, he was one of the first people talking about Planet X, like 15 or 20 years ago. Anyway, Clay, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so go ahead. Welcome to the Light of Day. The floor is all yours, Clay.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm getting a heck of a feedback, Sheldon.
Okay, looking here. I might have to...
I had your show up. No, I'm still getting feedback.
Yeah.
And there's a
I'm trying, trying to figure it out here. This is weird.
Every time I come to the show, something like this happens, so I'll figure.
Yeah, I mean, here we are, folks, with one of the most controversial radio talk show hosts on the line, and this ain't working out. Why don't I just call you right back, Clay? Maybe we'll get a better connection.
All right.
Sounds good. Okay, folks, I'm going to redial. For some reason, Clay is not coming across very well here. I just figures this has to happen. I'm going to try to reconnect with Clay. Just hang on, folks. I'm going to try something out here. I'm going to disconnect my digital hybrid here. Sometimes you have to plug this thing out and plug it back in to reset the digital phone hybrid. I'm just going to give that a try first. Amateur radio at its finest, folks, from the Light of Day studios. Redialing Clay right now. Yeah. Okay, we're going to try to bring Clay back on. And I got a busy signal. I'm working on it, folks. See, I had Clay patched into the commercial stream, but I did unplug that cable from the back of the hybrid, so I don't know what's going on, but I hope you folks will just stay tuned. Okay, there we go. Now I see if we get him here now. Hello? Oh, boy. I don't know what's going on here tonight. God, I don't know what is going on here. I have everything set just right. Anyway, folks, you're listening to the Light of Day on Orion. This is show number 25. I'm in the process of trying to rectify the connection problem with our featured guest for tonight, Clay Douglas, former friend of Bill Cooper's. I don't know what is going on here. I'm going to disconnect the digital phone hybrid one more time. Anyway, you know, I hate it when this kind of stuff has to happen. Jimmy, if you want, if you're in the background there, I know you are, maybe you could just play a piece of music or something for 2 minutes. I'm trying to get this fixed. Boy, this phone hybrid's been working just fine for me up until tonight for some reason. You know, I gotta wonder if my kids had touched something on my mixer board, because I got kids in the house here. Alright, I think that's Clay calling. Stay tuned, folks. I'm gonna try to bring him on here.
contain. Where's our pigeon camera? Could be anywhere. And after all that training.
Okay, I sent it to you.
And after all that training, but something we could not.
Am I on the air, Jimmy? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Well, if I don't know if you folks out there are listening, hearing me right now, but Jimmy... Okay, I'm back on the air. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks to the brilliant minds of Jimmy out there engineering everything here. I guess we have Clay on. We brought him in on the Skype. I have no idea what's going on with the digital hybrid, but are you there, Clay?
I'm right here, Sheldon.
Oh, I don't hear Clay.
Yeah, there he is.
Okay, Clay, welcome to the show.
What?
Oh, my God. Well, the break's coming on now. I can hear you, Clay. If you just want to hang on, we're going into the bottom of the hour break, but we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned. Hey folks, welcome back to the Light Day with your host Sheldon Day, coming to you live on Orion, Saturday night, September 11th, 2010. We have Clay Douglas on the line. That little piece of music you heard there was off of one of Anthony J. Hilder's DVDs. I think it's called Illuminati 9/11. Anyway, sorry Clay for all the screw ups here tonight, but are you there?
Well, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. The floor is all yours, Clay.
Well, we had an hour, now we've got a half an hour, so I'll try to make this short. You know, I was on Anthony Hilder's film, Illuminati 9/11. I published the 9/11 story on the March issue of the Free American Magazine. I had building number 7 on the cover. And I had been publishing that magazine at March of 2004 for over 10 years. I interviewed all of the people, Lynn Meredith, Irwin Schiff about the IRS. I interviewed the Freeman. I interviewed Anthony Hilder. I've been on Anthony Hilder's films. I put on preparedness expos in Dallas, Atlanta. And I had another magazine called Thunder Riders that was the premier motorcycle magazine in Arizona for several years. And then everything ended on May 20th, 2004. I've been trying to put everything back together again. I was doing Worldwide Shortwave. I was publishing 20,000 copies of two magazines every month. And I made the mistake after 9/11. Possibly. I thought it was because of the magazine. I referred to 9/11 as an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning because I had Larry Silverstein's quote on the cover. Me and the fire department made the decision to pull building number 7. And I pointed out that you had to have explosive rigged in it if it was done by explosives before 9/11. And I made the mistake. Then, if you'll remember, in April of 2004, George Bush announced the story broke in New York Times that George Bush had allowed the NSA to tap everybody's phones. Well, mine must have been the first one they tapped because I called home and asked my son, where do you need me to go next, son? Where are you, Dad? North side of Phoenix, Sacred Skin Tattoo Parlor. Oh, go down 24th Street to McDowell, turn left, go to the wheel shop. Okay, son, see you later. And two blocks before I got to McDowell in Phoenix, I got hit. I was the only motorcycle on the street. I got hit and rushed to the hospital and kept drugged into unconsciousness for 3 months. And when I woke up, I'd lost everything. And I had a $750,000 hospital. And now I'm starting to believe, because of everything that's happening, the ADL is back out there. They've got a brochure put out called The Lawless Ones, the resurgent of the sovereign citizen movement, and they're trying to demonize the Tea Party members the same way they demonized me for starting the militias when I started the Free American in 1994.
Yeah, folks, this man here is one of the people that actually started this infamous militia movement back in the mid-90s.
Me, John Trotman, Mark Kornke. I brought Mark Kornke to Albuquerque. He spoke before 600 people. I promoted him with the Free American, one of my first issues of the Free American. John Trotman from the militia of Montana is still a good friend. He gave up on people. He basically said, you know, Clay, we tried to tell them what was coming. We tried to tell them. We told them what FEMA was. We told them what NAFTA was. We told them what GATT was. Then we told them about the police state that was coming, and nobody supported us. Nobody backed us. So, you know what? Screw them. They're going to get the government they deserve. And we are almost to that point, Sheldon. We are almost to that point. We've been warning and warning. I told people in my film, The True Face of FEMA, I filmed the first Homeland Security meeting. They talked about earthquakes. Oh, an earthquake along the New Madrid Fault. We'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people because some of them won't just follow orders. And here's the ADL talking about the lawless ones. And this is people that call themselves constitutionalists now they're trying to demonize, and the same way they demonized the militia before they blew up the federal building. After I was allowed to wake up after my accident, I got visited by people that said they were CIA. I had people trying to give me injections, and I literally had to fight my way out of the hospital, or at least threaten to fight. I had the ADL and Southern Poverty Law come after people that wanted to invest, people that wanted to back me, and they went after the advertisers. My one magazine stayed running for about a year after I got out of the hospital. That was Thunder Riders. My sons kept that going. But I think now it was because of the plan that I've had for about 9 years, for something called Liberty Villages. I had it in the centerfold of my magazine for several years.
Just to clarify, folks, he said Liberty Villages. I mean, it sort of sounds watery in my headset here, but I just wanted to make sure for folks understood that. Hey, Clay, I also did want to emphasize that there's a former Green Beret out there by the name of John Moore. He's the guy that really woke me up to this Planet X topic. He says that these FEMA camps that they've been planning on for years for people, they may actually need them. They may actually need them because of these earth changes. I mean, when these oceans start to slosh out of their basins, there's going to be millions of refugees, and he thinks that's maybe what they're going to need these FEMA camps for, to deal with refugees.
From what this is saying here with the lawless sovereign citizen movement, I also have a book out. It's my last book, and it takes you up over the last 6 years, everything that I've been through, and it has the information about the government drug smuggling Operation Watchtower. It ran in conjunction with the Iran-Contra affair. And this is where George Bush is covering for the Mossad and the CIA, who were bringing all the cocaine in through Panama, through George Bush's partners, Manuel Noriega and Bill Clinton. And I had just published that in the Free American. I had talked with people that are involved in Operation Watchtower when this so-called accident happened. Now, maybe I'm just paranoid, but keeping somebody drugged into unconsciousness on morphine, Halcyon, Haldol, and Valium for 3 months seems to me to be a little excessive for somebody with three broken ribs. That seems a little excessive for a $3.25 million hospital bill, too. But the Liberty Villages is a bigger threat to the banksters than the militia was. And I had land. I was going to do the first one on my own land, and I had the money arranged to get it, and that was taken from me, too, by a deceptive business deal. Every advertiser I had in Free American was threatened. Well, you're advertising in that anti-Semitic, that racist rag. You know, we're never gonna do business here. We're gonna tell our friends not to do business with you if you keep doing that. I had one of my magazines sold to a publicly traded company. On Friday, they put a press release out on Wall Street. I came back in on Monday, and the CEO is white and shaking. Clay, I can't do this. I can't go through it. They're threatening to impeach me for my own company. They're threatening to crash the stock. My stock's dropping like a rock. I can't do this. So this is kind of what I'm up against.
And hey, Clay, there's the break.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the break. We'll be back. You're listening to Light of Day and Orion with our featured first-time guest ever on the Light of Day, Clay Douglas. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day, coming to you live on Orion, Saturday night, September 11th, 2010. Show number 25 on Orion now. We have Clay Douglas on the line. Before I bring him back on, I'd like to point out that, this stuff all about the police state we're in and the New World Order, it's constantly rehashed. And I talked to John DiNardo about this, and he says, yeah, this is vital information that we need to continue to put out to the masses, but Planet X coming in is the big threat, and it's going to make the New World Order look like an anthill when this thing comes in. And Clay here, he was talking about Planet X many years ago, and even though this is maybe old news to him, it's very new news to us who know that there's a real big threat coming our way. And you were saying, Clay, about these Liberty Villages. you're talking about them, that would be a real threat to the ruling power elite, because they want to contain the masses in the major population centers, and Bill Cooper warned people that they needed to get out of these major population centers before hell breaks loose, because Professor Jim McCanney has stated the reason they're trying to contain the populations in the cities is because when these natural earth cataclysms begin, they want everybody contained in the cities, because whatever survivors are left, they don't want them out there in these Liberty Villages where they can sustain themselves. Go ahead, Clay.
That's right. The whole point behind what I designed Liberty Villages for and the way I did it was, A, it could be anywhere in the country. Anywhere in the country. It's not, this isn't, you know, my idea like Bo Greitcher's little village up there, almost heaven. The inhabitants of that called it almost hell. It's not something like that. It's something that people can do for themselves using existing technology. And they can generate their own power and grow their own food, and then you are free of the banksters. You've done what the Bible tells you to do, and that's come out of it. I've been doing nothing but researching ways to do affordable housing. And it can differ in different areas by different tastes. And I came up with this years ago. I started to buy a town when the magazine was going, when it was in our Barnes & Noble, when it was Books A Million, when it was all across the country, and when I was on Worldwide Shortwave. I raised $250,000 to buy a town called Playas. And the government stepped in and overbid me by $3 million and bought this. So I came up, and they bought the town and turned it into a terrorist training camp, anti-terrorist training camp to them. And this was the idea for Liberty Villages came up, because I had the land, and I've got and made all of the connections for everything you need to be totally self-sufficient. You don't need power lines. You don't need gasoline, and you keep your electric lines because you start selling the electricity back to them. And I came up with this eight, nine years ago, maybe almost 10 now. And since then, I used to joke about getting legislated out more businesses than most people have been in, but they have tried to do that. It was the state government that stepped in and bought Playas, the town, 250 houses. And since I came out with the idea for Liberty Villages, and after my accident failed to kill me, the National Animal Identification System passed. They've got Bill S-510 in there that'll try to make it illegal for you to grow a garden in your backyard. Now, part of my plan for Liberty Villages, if you don't want to move to a ranch, you don't want to move to a farm, you don't want to work with anybody else, and to do the Liberty Villages that way, you actually have to work with people, 10 families that would get together to run the village, and it would be a business, and it would make money, and it would also pay the people that ran it, because they would be getting everything, all of their staples and everything at wholesale plus 10.
Hey, Clay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Excellent idea, but before we run out of time here, we only have a few minutes left. Can you tell me, you know, since my show focuses on the topic of Planet X, could you please tell my audience what you know about that and how you brought that information out to the public?
I had everybody that you've mentioned just about on my show. I had the people that wrote the books on it. I had them on my show. I sold the books. I told people about Planet X. Now, if it comes in, that's what the government is preparing for. That's what FEMA's preparing for. They're coaching it. Oh, if there's a severe earthquake, if there's a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area. But this is what all the health bill is about. This is what they want to chip you. They want to put all your money on the chip. The Bible warned us about it for 2,000 years. We didn't know what was coming. The Bible also warns us about Planet X coming in. It warns you about the earth burning. And as a matter of fact, there's a link on one of my pages about the coal mine in up in Philadelphia, up in Pennsylvania, that's still burning after 50 years. And they were talking about putting an atomic bomb in at this underground, at this oil, to seal the oil wells. That could have set off a chain reaction all across the country. And just imagine a whole country burning the way that the town in California did this last week. Now, if you're in the cities, you're in a concentration camp, you're in a ghetto, and if you don't get out of there, you're going to die there. They know this is coming in. They know that it's going to happen because it happens about every 3,600 years. They know that. The Mayans know it. And my plan for Liberty Villages is the best way to survive because it's the way we survived for 10,000 years on this planet. We can live in harmony. We can do that. And we can, you know, if a comet hits, if you're under it, you're out of luck. If you're in the cities and your food supply stops, you're out of luck. If you're in a Liberty Village or you're somewhere else, then you've already thought about this and prepared for it. And the way we can do it, and we can do it right away, and we can do it quickly, is by working together. My website's freeamerican.com. My phone number's on there. And all people got to do is call me.
Or send me an email. Did you see I posted your picture and some information there on my website tonight?
Yeah, I was hoping that'd get me a date, too. You know, I've been single for 6 years.
You know, you happen to be right here in the same town with me, and Clay is actually heads this morning breakfast club get-together, and he's invited me to be a speaker there on Saturday, September 25th. And how many people usually attend that now?
20, 25, 30. I'm growing it. I've just taken it over. I've just put it up on the website. I've got you listed as a guest on my website. And, you know, they want to silence me. They've gone after the Alex Jones has never interviewed me. I had him on. I featured Alex Jones on my show. Bill Cooper wouldn't talk to him, but I put him on. And he, after my accident, nobody in the so-called patriot movement ever told anybody I was still alive.
Well, why are you one of the most dangerous radio hosts in America?
Because I tell you the truth about Israel, and that'll cost you your advertiser. That'll cost you if I tell you about the ADL. If I tell you that the Mossad was running the drug trade, they took over the Median cartel, they killed the Median cartel and set up the Cali cartel. They brought it in through George Bush's partners, Manuel Noriega, and Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was at the receiving end, and Barry Seal flew the drugs in there.
Yeah, that's all. You know that former
Babylon. Mystery Babylon is the name of my book. People can get it online. They can get it on it tonight for $20.
That I was going to say, that former sheriff and congressman Jim Traficant out of Ohio, he's quite a brave guy. He come out of prison a few months ago, and he was on Fox News just telling it like it is about how we support Israel every year. That was unbelievable.
That's right. And anybody that shouts you down and calls you anti-Semitic is being funded by the ADL, funded by Southern Poverty Law. I've worked with presidential candidates that wanted to end the Fed, and I can tell you right now that nobody that's honest has any chance to get elected, because every time Charles Collins got up to tell everybody we could buy back the Federal Reserve, wipe out our $6 trillion debt, which is now doubled to $12 trillion, every cameraman on stage shut the cameras off, pointed them at the ground, and took a smoke break. So nobody in America knew Charles Collins was running for president.
Well, Clay, thanks for coming on board. The music's kicking in. I'll have to have you back sometime.
I'd love to do it again sometime when we can get a full hour.
That sounds good, Clay. Thanks for joining me. Good night, folks.
Thank you.
The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Big Shot of the Milliwatt. This is Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York.